time for our monthly talk with the folks of United Way of Greater Lorain County. This segment brought to you by United Way. They come by and tell us all the things that they have been doing. And even during this COVID-19 shutdown of a lot of things, they've been keeping in contact with their folks and keeping things going. And they even have something very special coming up. It's homecoming week, Ashley.
It is homecoming week.
And tell us a little bit about the events that United Way has planned for this sort of special celebration and kind of a collaborative you have.
Yeah, so you know, we're typically a very events-based organization. We love to get people together. And, of course, that is not something that is, remains to be safe right now. So we wanted to kind of keep the energy up, keep highlighting the incredible work of our partners throughout the county and how they're just constantly, you know, figuring out how to overcome the challenges of engaging with folks and helping them throughout the pandemic. So we decided to keep our campaign kickoff usually has a football theme, so keep that going and do a homecoming week as a mostly virtual event on all of our social media channels. So encourage you to like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, subscribe to us on YouTube. You can see all the videos. We've got Ryan Aroney, our president and CEO, visiting our campaign and collaborative partners throughout the county. Yesterday, he visited a bunch of partners in Lorain, and now today, day two, we are heading south. So he'll be visiting partners in southern Lorain County.
I understand there's also collections that are kind of going on with some of these events, too.
Yeah. So as part of our Collect, Sort, Deliver, Impact initiative, which we collect high-need items, such as books, school supplies, tampons and pads, work clothes, and personal hygiene items. We wanted this week to host a drive-through collection at some of our partners. So yesterday we hosted a collection with El Centro. They combined it with a fall festival that they were doing. So they were collecting hats, gloves, and socks, which are a huge need right now, especially as we go into the winter. So that was really successful. And then today, our team will be at Oberlin Community Services from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. collecting personal hygiene products. So, anything, you know, soaps and shampoos and, washcloths and things like that. And then tomorrow, our team will be at Horizon Cascade location in Elyria. That's 233 Bond Street from 2 to 4 p.m., and they'll be collecting tampons and pads.
Ashley, you've done a lot of things online now. Different platforms. Everybody getting comfortable with it?
Yeah. We've been learning a lot. That's what I keep saying. We've been learning how to use, all of the different tools. We've been doing some really cool events with Zoom. We've been, really trying to leverage our social media presence and our website. So it's been really exciting. So we've been having a lot of fun with it.
Now, you can't have a homecoming without a pep rally. I see you've got that on the schedule, too.
Yeah. So Friday, we are having a pep rally watch party on our YouTube channel. You can find all the information about all of this. We have a website. It's a page dedicated to it. It's uwlorainecounty.org/homecoming. And of course, if you follow us on any of our social media channels, you'll find the info there as well. But on Friday, lunchtime, 12:30 p.m. on our YouTube channel, we'll be just doing a short 15 to 20 minute pep rally where a lot of the clips from all the interviews Ryan's been doing all week, we'll compile those with a couple of special guests, including Javon Terrence, who's a fashion designer who's shown in Paris and New York, and he's based in Lorain. And also a special guest of Bill Harper at our pep rally on Friday. So we're really excited about that.
How is Bill these days? Have you had a chat with him at all during this time, or is he...
Yeah, Bill. Bill. He's the best, right? So since he's been back in the area, he has been volunteering with us with the free tax prep program. Aviat Corporation named their community service day after him, so they're doing some community service this week, so he's actually showing up there too. So yeah, he's still around, so we're really excited about how we've he's kind of transitioned to a volunteer for us, which is just really fun for us because we love him, of course, and obviously he has so much knowledge. So it's been really cool to have him, you know, still engaged. So we're excited to have him at the pep rally. And I also don't want to forget to mention this, that this whole event is sponsored by Mike Bass Ford. They've been incredible partners of ours, and they typically host our campaign kickoff event. And so they generously offered to sponsor this event with a matching gift of $5,000. So we are hoping to raise $5,000 from community volunteers that will be community donors who that will be matched by Mike Bass Ford through this event.
I see, though, on your site there where you have information at uwlorainecounty.org/homecoming, you can register for the event and watch it. You can also help donate, so there's a lot of easy ways for people to get involved. One of the other things that you wanted people to get involved with is a transportation survey. What is this all about?
Yeah, so what we hear, and, you know, if you follow Homecoming, all these interviews, a huge theme that is recurring is one of the biggest challenges in our community is lack of transportation. You know, you can have all the community resources in the world, but if you can't get people to them, it's really, really challenging. So we, in partnership with Move Lorain County, have a mobility manager on staff, Sharon Pearson, and you'll see her interview tomorrow as part of Homecoming Week. But what she does is she really tries to identify what are all of the transportation options that exist. What are the transportation options that people need, particularly folks who are elderly or disabled? And where are the gaps between those two things? So they ran a transportation survey a couple years ago. It had over 700 responses, really informed the work that she's doing now. And now that we've gotten this impact initiative started, she's looking for some more input. So you can actually go to movelorainecounty.org, their website, and I think it's on the top right. You can click the transportation survey. I took it a couple weeks ago. It's pretty straightforward. You know, really just asks you about where you go and where do you need transportation, and it really helps identify, you know, what's needed so that we can get more people connected.
Talking this morning with Ashley Hampson from the United Way of Greater Lorain County. Again, their Homecoming Week is going on today. Is the event taking place over at Oberlin Community Services from 10 until noon? I guess people can drive through. You're looking for personal hygiene products for people to drop off today.
Yes, that's a high need item, particularly at Oberlin Community Services. So hoping to collect a lot for them because they're a great partner of ours.
Absolutely. Again, uwlorainecounty.org/homecoming or just uwlorainecounty.org or follow them on Facebook. You can follow all the live activities and get involved with what's happening with United Way. Ashley, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.